Nolte, Disney Parks Priced for Elites and the Magic's Gone. By John Nolte on March 17, 2022. Walt Disney, a left-wing company that supports sexualizing prepubescent children and appears to hire an awful lot of sex perverts, is taking heat for becoming an overpriced and greedy institution normal families can no longer afford. The far-left Washington Post ripped into Disney theme parks that have become so expensive, I could hardly believe it. Matt Day has spent much of the pandemic indoors with his family watching Disney animated films, moving from Brave to Frozen to Moana to Encanto. The 33-year-old senior marketing manager recently started pricing a May family trip to Disney World so his kids, 2 and 4, could experience some movie magic in real life. Even though his 2-year-old is young enough for free admission, Day said, the cost of tickets for 3 days would amount to $1,455 if his family wanted to visit multiple parks in one day. A hotel on the sprawling Walt Disney World Resort around Orlando would set them back at least $500 a night. In all, his estimates place the trip between $4,000 and $5,000, with the family driving from Bowling Green, Kentucky. An incredible investment, he said in an email. The lengthy report shows that the cheapest room at Disney World's Pop Century Resort rose from $95 in 2013 to $168 this year. An incredible 77% gouging. If you want to experience Disney's Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel, you are looking at $4,800 per night. Services that used to be free, like line reservations to avoid long waits, now come with a $15 to $20 charge, depending on which park you attend. One woman who only spent 1 day at Disneyland with her family said it cost her $1,100 for admission, food, and merchandise. They also paid for the line-skipping service, which meant that she was on the phone constantly to gauge where she needed to be and when, rather than enjoying her day at the park. A couple who spent a total of $2,600 for admissions, food, and a stay at one of Disney's value resorts also complained of having to be glued to the phone and said, the magic's gone, it's not fun anymore. Then with all the price hikes and the money stuff, it's just like I don't even want to go back. I get it. Disney wants to make as much money as possible. That's their right. But please don't pose as this liberal, do-gooder company when you're so greedy you're pricing out run-of-the-mill families while you lobby to have their little kids groomed in the classroom and climb into bed with China. According to the Post, the parks are full. It looks like there are enough wealthy families in America to make Disney richer. However, one branch of the park is faltering, and that's the $5,000 per night, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. Although it only has 100 rooms, there are plenty of reservations available. Disney World's much-hyped Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel, which only has 100 rooms, is not even close to selling out. Disney's availability calendar shows. Guests who check the Start Planning Your Voyage page will nearly have their pick of dates through the second half of 2022. Almost every day in August, September, October, November and December is available. There are still voyages in June and July, too, including a number of weekends. Greed, greed, greed. That's all it is. Hard to imagine how disgusted Walt would be at what his company's become. Walt Disney enjoyed making a buck as much as anyone, but he loved children, loved having them experience the magic, just as much. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.